Many big employers are wrestling with the best way to get a handle on the rising cost of health care. The state of North Carolina is taking a step toward lowering health care costs for its roughly 750,000 employees, retirees, and their families by changing how it pays for their care. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
The Calming Waters Counseling Office in Charlotte is beach-themed. There is a painting with blue fish on the wall and a lamp with seashells. Therapist Amanda Crowder says the wave sounds in the waiting room help relax patients.
Therapy is a very vulnerable space, and I think we have to hold that to make the space safe.
Crowder takes insurance, which among mental health providers isn't always a given.
As much as people pay for insurance, they ought to be able to use their insurance to get that good care.
It's hard to find exact figures, but multiple studies find many therapists and psychiatrists do not take private insurance because of low reimbursement rates. Crowder says therapists have long felt undervalued by insurers.
We don't necessarily feel like we're getting reimbursed what we're worth.
But for Crowder and other therapists who treat state workers, the reimbursements will soon go up. The health plan for state workers is going to pay more to reimburse many mental health providers and primary care doctors. The details are still being worked out, but State Treasurer Dale Falwell says the increase will be between 5 and 25%. It's part of an overhaul of health coverage for state workers. To fully understand the changes, a little bit about how it works now. The state hires Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it negotiates with doctors and hospitals to decide what to pay for x-rays or heart surgery. But those prices are confidential. Here's Falwell.
The range of what we're paying people now goes from below Medicare rates to 8 times Medicare rates.
So it's not clear what each procedure costs at each hospital, a staple of private insurance, says Wendell Potter. He's a former senior executive at health insurer Cigna. He's since become a critic of the industry. He says the big hospitals or doctors groups have a lot of power.
They have more leverage at the bargaining table than the insurance company does.
And are typically getting paid more than the independent doctor down the road. Potter says with this process, the losers are the patients and their employers.
The ones that make out most typically are the providers and sometimes the insurance companies, because they make a lot of money. I know from having worked at the companies that I work for, it's a profitable business.
Here's how the new process is supposed to work. The treasurer is cutting out the middleman and shifting the power dynamic. He's telling providers how much they'll get paid for a service and saying they can take it or leave it. Falwell is using Medicare rates, which are considered enough to cover the cost and sometimes a little profit, as a baseline, but will on average pay 77% more. While therapists like Crowder will see their rates go up, large health systems and doctors groups will see reimbursement rates go down.
We would be disproportionately impacted with the state treasurer's plan.
That's Kathy Bailey, CEO of Carolina's healthcare system Blue Ridge in Morganton. She says the hospital serves a high number of state employees, with the prison and a state hospital nearby. Bailey says about a fifth of her hospital's patients are on the state health plan, and says under Falwell's plan, the hospital reimbursements for state employees will be cut in half beginning January 1st, 2020. A drastic cut like this one, she says, could lead to cuts in some services, but wouldn't specify which ones.
I hate to name any because that potentially puts people into a panic.
Bailey and others, like the North Carolina Healthcare Association, who strongly oppose the plan, say there are other ways to reduce spending. These changes to the plan are necessary to get spending under control, says Treasurer Falwell. Over the last decade, spending on health care for state employees increased by $1 billion. And coverage is so expensive, he says, that some state workers can't afford it.
No matter where they work, have to work 1 week out of the work month just to pay the family premium for the state health plan, which is the largest purchaser of health care in North Carolina.
He expects to save about $300 million a year with these changes. Falwell plans to put the money toward reducing family premiums. It's not clear by how much. Still, it's welcome news for probation officer Chanel Rose of Charlotte. She's a single mom with a six-year-old daughter.
I had Medicaid at one point, but I started making too much money, so I couldn't have Medicaid anymore.
So she ended up having to switch her daughter to the state plan. That made her insurance premiums about $350 a month.
I guess I could only smile just thinking about, you know, what it would look like long term.
Rose says any money saved on insurance will go toward buying a house. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.